Heather Duplessis Allen and Matthew Hooton to debate the issue. The first one, obviously, will be Todd Barclay. But first up, well, the mother of Akshay Chand has spoken publicly for the first time today at the inquest into the killing of North Shore teenager Christy Marceau. Akshay, then 18, stabbed his former schoolmate to death at her home in 2011. He had already been charged with assaulting and kidnapping her earlier in the year, but a series of blunders saw him bailed to live at home with his mum, less than 1 kilometre from Christie's house. Anna Leask is senior police reporter for the New Zealand Herald, and Anna is covering this inquest. And evening, Anna. Thank you.
Hi, Larry.
So I understand Chan's mother's testimony was a little confusing. What did she originally tell the court today?
Well, this is the first time we've ever heard from Sucheta Chand, and she started off by telling the inquest she was never consulted about her willingness or ability to provide supervision for him if he was bailed to her home. She said there was no formal information given to her about how the bail situation should work, and she sort of said she was very bewildered and unsure about it all. And she was adamant that she'd not told her son's lawyer that he could be monitored 24/7 by the family, which was an assurance given by the lawyer to the court, which was arguably what the bail was granted on.
And under cross-examination, she appeared to tell a different story, did she?
Yeah, there was a lot of back and forth about what Sucheta Chand remembered, what she remembered of the interactions with that lawyer, but she did eventually concede that she had said she could monitor him. Now, her issue was that her sort of understanding of monitoring wasn't watching him 24/7. It was sort of knowing where he was, keeping an eye on him, but the lawyer had told the court that he could be monitored and supervised every day by family members.
And she had concerns about knives in the family home?
She did. She told the court today that when Akshay came home on bail, she hid the knives. She said he'd used a knife to threaten Christy when he kidnapped her originally, she was worried he would use another one to harm himself or someone else. Now, back in 2012, when this court case sort of first all came out, we obtained a transcript of Chan's interview with police, and in that he said, you know, he knew his mother had hidden the knives, but he was one step ahead of her, that effectively he was already planning to kill Christy, and he found a knife and hid it until he could use it. So sort of mocking his mother's attempts to keep people safe, I guess.
And Anna, what happens now? It's due to close tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, well, tomorrow is expected to be the last day. We're going to hear finally from Chan's lawyer, Marianne Lowe, who's the defence lawyer that got him that fought for bail for him. We've already been told today in court that she's going to refute much of his family's evidence. And psychiatric expert Graham Malsop will also give evidence. He was the Crown's psych witness in the original sort of trial and insanity hearing. So he's going to be there to explain a lot of the insanity issues, I guess, to Coroner Greg.
All right. Thank you, Anna. Appreciate it. That is Anna Leask, senior police reporter at the New Zealand Herald. Fact, rumour, scrutiny.